As I was walking forth of late, within the meadows gay, it was in the prime time of the spring, in the merry month of May, I heard a maiden sweetly sing, "Some young man pity me. Oh, what shall I do? Shall I die a maid and never married be? Full 20 years of age am I, yea, almost 21, which makes me cry, what luck have I so long to lie alone? When younger maids I sweethearts have, as I do daily see, what shall I do? Shall I die a maid and never married be? I meant to a gown is of pure silk, made of the neatest fashion. My smock is cambric, white as milk, as any in the nation. My petticoats are made so short, young men my legs may see. Oh, what shall I do? Shall I die a maid and never married be? To markets and fairs I do repair, as other maidens do, to see what young men will be there my person for to woo. Yet all in vain I come again, for none doth pity me, which makes me afraid I shall die a maid and never married be. I go to church as maidens do, and for small devotion's sake, but to see what true love I can find my husband for to make. I often wish but dare not speak, my blushing hinders me, which makes me afraid I shall die a maid and never married be. What if my portion be but small, I much of him will make, and if such fortune to me fall, great pains with him I'll take. A constant wife, while I have life, he still shall find of me, for loath I am to die a maid, but fain would married be. This young man he in ambush lay, and heard this maid what she did say, how she complained most civilly, for fear a maiden she should die, till at the last blind Cupid he did wound his heart with her beauty, therefore to end up all the strife he wouldn't wed her for his wife. I hearing of this maiden's moan, as in the bush I lay, delighting in her merry tone, I to myself did say, thy beauty bright dazzles my sight, if thy heart and tongue agree, it shall never be said thou shalt die a maid, if thou can fancy me. Then boldly I stepped unto this maid, and took her by the hand, and unto her in these words I said, lady, at your command, my service and my person both is ready here, you see. It ne'er shall be said thou died a maid, if you can fancy me. My portion be it great or small, for that I do not care. True love and fancy passes all, nothing with it can compare. Therefore grant me thy love, my dear, the like I'll do to thee. It ne'er shall be said thou diest a maid, if thou can fancy me. Then with a smile this maid replied, I see I am betrayed, but yet your suit is not denied, fulfill what you have said. Then of my love you need not fear, if constant you will be, then to your promise have a care, with speed to marry me. So to conclude away they went, and married was that day, their parents giving their consent, and solemnized that day, where now they live in sweet content, and lovingly agree, a civil pattern for all maids that fain would married be. And so farewell, you maidens all, living in town or city, I speak to you, both great and small, which hears this merry ditty. If 20 years be come and gone, then mark what here is said, be constant to your first true love, for fear you die a maid.